Like many young girls in school, Hayley Sidakay was steered towards beauty, retail and university, rather than exploring or even being offered any alternative. In midlife, she made the decision to make a huge change in her life, and she's here today to talk to 101.5 FM to tell young women about other choices that can be made. Good morning, Hayley.
Good morning.
Now, Hayley, you've spent 20 years in the retail before switching to electrical work at the age of 37. You've been working as an electrical fitter's apprentice for the last 2 years now, dealing with high voltage equipment and transformer maintenance. What's a typical day like for you?
Oh, gosh. Every day is different. So there's no 2 days that are the same. We work across the southeast in Melbourne, and we go to different terminals and different subs every day. So the work varies. You could be working on a circuit breaker one day. You could be wiring something up the next day. Transformer maintenance. There's a very big mechanical aspect to our job as well. So it's not just the electrical side, but we do a lot of like mechanical stuff with the older equipment. Mm-hmm. And so every day is different.
And Hayley, many, many women might think to themselves, goodness me, what about the physical requirements of the trade? How do you handle the demanding nature of the high voltage electrical work?
It is physically demanding at times, but I don't think, like, as a woman in the industry, I don't think there's a female that's not capable of doing it. Mm. So, of course, sometimes it's going to be like you're doing a lot of heavy lifting and there's a lot of strength involved in it. But always remember too, like, we're surrounded by like a group of very supportive guys that are always going to help you when you're not able to do something. So we've got so much support and help along the way. It's the physical side of it. Yes, it's physically demanding, but it's not anything that you can't do.
Well done. Now, Hayley, there's one reason, or a lot of the reasons, is the gender pay gap, is that male-dominated industries pay much more. How will this career change impact your future financial security compared to your previous line of work in retail?
Honestly, already in the 2 years that I've been here, it's already made a massive difference to my life financially. Obviously, like, being a female in that like period where you're trying to work out your future career, naturally pushed towards like retail and like beauty therapy and that kind of stuff, and they're not very high paying jobs. Mm. And this is like completely different. So it's changed my life as far as the financial side goes, but also it's a career and it's different, like, to love your job like this, because I felt very trapped in retail and office administration. I felt like it was never enough. I wasn't learning enough. My brain wasn't like working hard enough and I wanted more. And that's what this job has done. So it's not just the financial side of it. It's everything that comes with it.
Right. And the physical activity would keep you in good shape as well, Hayley.
It definitely does. Yeah.
Now, you're awfully passionate about ensuring that young girls don't miss out on these opportunities like you feel that you did. What specific changes would you like to see in schools and communities to better promote trade careers for young women?
I would love to see, so in that period when you're like heading towards your VCE, you're talking about careers, what am I going to do next? Am I going to university? I really would love to see somebody from the industry coming out to schools and talking to the students and just like putting it out there. Like, it doesn't matter if you're male, female, you can do this job. This is an option. You don't need to go to university to do it. There's so many career pathways within the industry as well. You could start as an apprentice electrical fitter and then move into testing, or there's just so many different things you can do. But they really need to be talking about this, like, in that crucial period where teenagers are trying to make huge decisions for their futures of what they want to do. Mm-hmm. It needs to be presented as an option.
Now, if you were thinking of a change in career or a pathway in school, just think of the fantastic opportunities that are available in the energy sector. Hayley Sidike, thank you for sharing your story and your passion to change a career option available for girls and women so that they can transition into the energy industry and other trade sectors. You're on 101.5, keeping our community informed and connected. And if you'd like to hear this again and also Hayley's remarkable story, head to the 101.5fm.com.au website and search podcast. Thank you, Hayley.
Thank you, Rose. Have a good day.